try to finish up Kosev, discuss Mochek, which is not part of Kosev proper, and start Toveya. We'll see how far we get. We're beginning with the Sefer Orchos Shabbos, Perek Tezvav, has all three, Kosev, Mochek, and Toveya. How do you like that? All three are the same Perek in this beautiful, wonderful Sefer. We're going to start with Sifcha Beis, called the Biskvit, which has an osios. You know what that means. They engrave the word Frumin or Osem or whatever the name of the brand is in the biskvit. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the poskim, it's permissible to eat it. And the Chazanish, it's not so simple. That's how it starts. What is that? Let's take a look. Rabbi Osei Mishnah Berurah, Simin Shin Mem, Sif Katan Tezvav, according to the Rashi Halevi. Please open up, please. Shin Mem Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezvav. We've been here before. Time to review. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. The Ramah says, also the Shabbat Uga Shakosav Aleha Kiminosios. You have a cake, you want happy birthday. So it's a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tezvav, that's Kosav Aleha. Dak Shakosav Alu goes Osmidavar. Acher. Avakshak Siva Himeha Uga Atzel Bitzfus of Yadayan. Shari. The ancient Siva Aleha. Umemela. Oshayach Bazet. Mechika. So says the Rashi Halevi. Now, what does that mean? I'll ask you, Shiloh. Yes?
What exactly is the case of Tavash Marukamayim? Is that frosting?
I do not know. No, that's why I stopped. I'm not sure what that
because
means.
Because it's just confusing because you write Bidab Racher's officer, but then Tavash Marukamayim
is not there. I'm not sure what it meant, so that's why I skipped. I just stopped before I got to it. I'm asking you, Shiloh. I work for the Frumin Company. To make biskvitim. And I see that by mistake, the factory, when they made one biskvit, they left out the singers on Shabbos. I'm a big company man. I'll take a little pin. I'll engrave the name of the company in the biscuit. Mutter or us? Probably us. I think you're right. But the question is why? Read the Mishnah Berurah at face value. Avaksiva himyahuga atzvam bitfusa v'edayim shari. The ain't shame ksiva olem. The man is not mechika, so why can't I just take a pin, and write the name of the company in the biscuit? That's the question. It's a good question. So here in this footnote number Lamed Vav, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Rashi Halevi, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's not called ksiva. The man is not mechika, and the Chazon Ish doesn't understand. Why is there no mochek? True, the Dover Meravah, we saw this, of course, a few days ago, at long last, when we had that, what was it called again? Hebrew books, whatever it was. We had that print, and it showed the Dover Meravah. What did he say? Psachal Lamed Zayin, Yotzin Yidei Chovas Achilas Matzah, B'layla Rishon B'Srikin HaMetzuyorin, Pirish, B'Matzah Shetziru Bob, Biyad, or Bitfus, Tzuras, Ophos, V'dogin. See, the Rashi Halevi is right. No, we say Mechika. And the Chazon Ish responds by saying, no. In Psachim, it says, Mutal Lechel Uga Shechokok Bo Tzir. But he's not sure what the reason for the Heter is. First, he suggests Psikration by double the Rabbonon. So the Dogon Rav himself mentions that Svara. And then he says, another Svara. The Tzura Al Halechem Lo Chayel Al Zeh Shem Tzuras is page Tuf Mem in the Sefer. And Azel Tmunas Apas. What's Tmunas Apas? I understood it to mean. What it means is, Rabosai, not that you engrave something in the cookie. The cookie itself has a shape. Cookie looks like an olive, cookie looks like a base. That's nothing. What's the difference? A cookie looks like a square. What's the difference? He wants it. What does he mean? Does he mean that there's no shame tsura because it's Tmunas Apas? But according to the Maskana of Chazon Ish, if you had the biscuits which is written inside, engraved in it, it would be prohibited. Or it says, no, maybe it means there's no shem. Everything's called Tmunas Apas. We mentioned this already on Thursday. I'm listening to Karelitz and Chaim Kanevsky, both say, according to Chazon Ish, it's Aser if the name of the company is engraved in the biscuit. Also, I mentioned the end of the year, that to swallow a Tylenol, even though ultimately the word Tylenol is going to get erased, that's only going to be erased in your stomach, and that's not considered to be a problem. Oh. He wants to suggest as follows. Everyone agrees you're not going to be able to write the name of the company, engrave it in the Uga, that's for sure. What's the difference though? I'm quoting out from the Sefer Aruch HaShabbos. Asiyas Tzura Osei Ka'odam B'tzir Atzmo. You take a pin and you engrave a name of a company in the biscuit, you are directly involved in this tzir, in this engraving. So therefore, even if you're not going to be a letter, it's just going to be a picture, it would also be awesome. You can't erase it as such. Just cutting the cake. How do you look at this? It's a lumdish, a subtle svara. How do we look at the item which is engraved into the biscuit? Depends. If you, as a human being, a bus of a dumb, are dealing with the biscuit, you're eating it, then we'll view whatever is engraved in it from before as just part of the normal shape of the biscuit, not a problem. But if you are directly involved in that engravement, either engraving it or even erasing it, then I'm not eating it now. I don't like this company. I open a different company. I'm going to be, you know, Yamach Shmo. I'm going to erase the name of the company before I eat the cookie. That would also be us. That's chiluk number one. Od nir olam. The only time the Rashi Levi said his words when Uga sheikara mishamash lachila v'lo l'ksivim. Whatever is engraved is considered secondary as part of the biscuit itself. If you'll have a luach even, something made of stone, we'd have these letters engraved in it. That'd be ksav gomer, and if you broke it, you'd be over mishum mochek. Okay, two points that he's making over here, according to the Rashi Levi. Very important point. I think it's completely correct. Now, if you recall, Shlomo Zalman, we spoke about it a while ago, said a different svar. The reason why you may not engrave it, and you may eat it, because when you're eating it, you're just accessing the food. The same way as you may rip open the Or Shapiah Chavez, as we saw. That was Shlomo Zalman's distinction. But he has a different distinction, that in the case in which you're eating it and not engraving it, you're not dealing directly with the part that was engraved. You're just eating the cookie. That is considered to be permissible. So Chiddush Svarav, that's what he suggests. Fine. Now, I'm continuing here, very important, and the details are also important. In Sivchal Gimel here, he writes as follows. Muto lachtoch ugo lechaticho shetzirazun pshuta kagon ribua, a square, o mishulosh, a triangle, o, who's going to mind in Hebrew? Mem, Aleph, Vav, Yud, Nun. Okay, so in the Israeli army, you don't know what this means? It means some kind of a rectangle, maybe, or a, I don't know, my Hebrew's not good enough. Mem ayin, vav, huh? What is it? What is that shape? A diamond. Mo'oyan or something. Mo'oyan is a diamond. There you go. Mo'oyan. I learned New Hebrew. Okay. That's surup shuta. Okay. But you may not make a uga but surup murkeves yosef. Perach, balechayim. If you want to, make a shape of a cookie on Shabbos, to make it a square, or make it a triangle, or make it a diamond, it's okay. But you can make it fancier to make it look like a flower or an animal. It's not okay. And that's the same problem with erasing it. If you erase something which looks like a, I eat a cookie. Kaval, I had a square. I had a cookie at Shalosh Shugos yesterday. It was a square cookie, and I ate it. Come on, no more square.
It has to be some shape.
Exactly. I said, Chazanish, it has to be some shape. But, okay, fine. So someone asked me this on Thursday in Shiva. We want a star cookie. Is that very common, right? Star cookie? Emes? It's true, yeah? I think it's also mutter. A star is like a square, like a triangle, like a diamond. Same thing, it's a star. This happens if it has one extra, two extras, whatever. It's what's called tzura pshuta, as opposed to a tzura murukemes, more complex, like a letter, excuse me, like a flower, like an animal. That, in fact, would be prohibited. That's what he says. What's that?
Animal crackers.
Ooh, what's a good question? Animal crackers. He suggests you can't make animal crackers. I wonder if you can eat animal crackers, according to him. According to him, eating animal crackers will be the same as Shiloh we had before, eating the letters that the Noda Behuda was matter and others accident. Wow, I never even thought of that. My kids always ate animal crackers, even on Shabbos. Whoa, I never thought of it.
Animal crackers are like a syrup shoot for the creation of animal crackers. Like, you know, like, of course you're making a shape of a camel for an animal cracker. It's like, obviously.
He says perach or balchai is not the same as a square, circle, diamond.
Does have alphabet cookies?
Alphabet cookies?
Yeah, an alphabet. So alphabet cereal.
Well, alphabets is to call some of them. I grew up with those. They're very sweet. They're very good. But on Shabbos, bald. The mila of those small things, such as alphabet soup, little noodles and the alphabets and the cereal, is that they go into your mouth whole. Because you're not biting. We spoke about that already once before. How big are the animal crackers?
For a little kid.
You put the whole thing in the mouth? Yeah?
Little kid.
Okay, if that's the case.
No, I don't think yeshiva bachurim here like that.
It depends if it's a mouse or an elephant.
I haven't seen those. It was very, very, very popular. My wife had, they weren't so sweet. They weren't like, super, super junk food. So if you have a cookie, you have an animal cookie. Yeah.
His definition of sort of shuta meaning then something that, like, just normal that it's manufactured that shape nowadays. Like a diamond shape might not have been so popular 20 years ago, but he was able to write it because that was a normal way that food was produced. So now there's a normal way where animal crackers, there's tons and tons of brands on the shelves of.
That's because they make tons. I mean, they're tons of all kinds of things which are not necessarily permissible. I never thought of animal crackers being a problem. I'm guessing if you put the whole thing into your mouth, it may be more like alphabets and alphabet soup, where we can be more makel, because what you're doing is considered an act of eating, but as opposed to you take a big letter, an aleph, and put it in. You just lap off a piece, lap off another piece, and it's not in your mouth at the whole same time. That's more common as we saw. Yes?
What if you put like the alphabet cereal in milk? Like eventually, like, it starts to disintegrate and the letters will start to fall apart. No?
By the time that happens, already in your stomach.
Oh, but like, someone like, leaves your cereal on the table, and they go, whatever, take care of it.
Yeah, it'll still be a bit. The fundamental shape, I think, will still be there. So, by the best of my knowledge. I never thought of these things, but I wonder if everyone discusses this. Maybe the Lamed has Malachas or someone else. I never saw this, to my knowledge, discuss alphabets or the alphabet, the noodles and alphabet, whatever they call them, alphabet soup, whatever they call it. Like, you don't talk about it. They have to make plain noodles, it's an alphabet shape. They're very small, so I think it's room to be made because it goes, you swallow it in one shot. More room to be made. But now, watch this. Ein lachtoch yirakos o peros b'tziros miyuchados l'kishut ha-shulchan. You are not to cut vegetables or fruit in a special shape to make it nice. Wait, do this all the time. Vayta. Mutter lachot yimei avatiyah chatichos mugalos kekadur v'dekach miyuchados l'kach. That's a simple reason why. Watermelon balls. You know what? That's not a special shape. You put it in it's a circle, it's a ball. That's what's in the bottom. No. That's like the Gemara is in Beit Daf Chav Ches. You're allowed to cut meat in a triangle. So here's a triangle, here's a ball. That's nothing. Okay? Fine. But here's the problem. What happens if you have a egg salad and you have a spoon? We call it a scoop, right? You scoop it, you go, shh, right, the thing, and it comes out like a half a ball, right? Half a ball. He says, that's okay. That's okay. He didn't do anything. It's a half a ball. It's not a problem. Good. Bonet, we'll get to some another time. Not right now. Now, in the footnote, this is footnote Lamed Zayin. Watch this. This is important. He said, you want to make Baal Chaim or things of this nature? You can't. He's a kosev. Oh. Now the question is, how far do we go with this idea? How far do we go? He writes as follows. This is now decorating a cake on Shabbos. What's creme? Frosting cream. Petzua shel eagle on mishulash. Certainly not osios, but tziurim bukovim yoser. But you can put the cream just like that. Just put it on. That's okay. Can you cut this cake which has on it these circles? He said in Ha'arach Chavches. Way back when. It's a tzura pshuta. So there's room to be lenient. Then he has the following. You have a whipped cream aerosol can. Is that the right word to use? Is that the right word? I mean, he calls it a machshir. Okay?
I mean, that whipped cream which you make yourself, you put it into a...
He's talking about the company, buy whipped cream in the store, as I know. So you can, don't make a tzura miuchedes. But if it's tzura miuchedes, such as, watch this, sheno tzurim bo charitzim v'chayotzei. What's charitzim?
Cracks.
Look in the ha'ara. So look in the ha'ara. L'chor yesh lesor asotzos ha'krem im no tzurim bo charitzim. Because you can't make charitzim in food. As he said back in Sif, Chav Gimel. Just read Sif Chav Gimel. But then he says, watch this. Ein du tzura murkeves. Ein odem osik ba'asiyas ha'tzura rak motis ha'krem ha'mizreik. Va'tzura no tzeres me'eleho. Nirek tzaz shein boza yisra v'tzara chiyun. The me'ele comes to the fallen head, which I was looking for. Efshad mitam zemut gam lachtochi rakos b'sakin sheyesh latzura miuchedes. Many people, when they cut their cucumbers or maybe even carrots, they have a knife which has ridges. You ever see these things? Toma, I don't know. So it makes it a little bit ridgy, a little fancier. You know, everything's in the presentation. You know how it is in today's world. Not just the food, it's the presentation. So early he sounded like it was usher. Now I want to say it's mutter. That's what I thought. Why? Came in the ains with surah murkeves, number one. Number two, we got ain adam osik vasiyas hatsura, ala bechituk ayarek. I'm cutting. Yeah, the knife I use has a certain ridgy kind of a shape. Efshar deshari. He thinks it would probably be mutter, which I think it should also be mutter. Earlier it sounded like he said it was prohibited. Because he said over here in Sif Chav Ches, that even charitzim is a problem. If you look at the footnote, he sounds like it's mutter at the end of the day. Fine. What about nola? Not on topic for now. You know what nola? What's nola mean? Making a solid into a liquid or a liquid into a solid. There are muscles you may not do such a thing. Well, he says that's not a problem in this case. Why? Footnote mem hey. Why? Kol tachliso shel hanozel shebesocha meichal. The entire tachlis of the liquid in the can is to make it a solid, but it's sprayed out. That's not called nola. I don't understand why that should be so. I have a different heter. In the can, it's not really liquid. When it comes out, it's not really solid. You all know that. It's not real liquid. I mean, it's liquidy. I'm not sure what the science is. You press the thing, it comes out. It's a little more, has a little more shape. But never really was a liquid, never becomes a solid. Therefore, I don't think the Yisrael is a chiddush itself. I wouldn't go that far.
What about Jell-O?
Jell-O? What about Jell-O?
You make
Jell-O on Shabbos?
Or ice?
Ice, ready to talk about that. When we get to Bona, that's a Bona issue. It's not really a kosher issue.
Yeah,
that's a kosher issue. Believe that, we'll talk about ice. Believe that, remind me. We'll try to talk about it. Fine, Rabbi Osei, this concludes Kosev. Now, with Hashem's help, we're going to start Mochek proper. I mean, obviously, we had Mochek until now in terms of eating cookies and things of this nature and opening library books, but those are all from the perspective of Kosev, so we had Mochek. Now, let's talk about Mochek proper. So, open the Gemara, Rabbi Osei, on Daf Ayin Hey. Please open up the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey. Let's see what it says. Ayin Hey. Says the Gemara Bosai on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, right halfway down the narrow lines. Va'kosev Shteyosios. Tana Rabbanan. Kosavos Achas Gedol Obeis from Kova Lichtov Shtayim Potter. Aval. The only chayv you have two Torah, two letters. Mochak os achas gedola say v'yesh ben kol malichto shtayim chayev. Rav Nachman Bar Yosi v'zeh chomer b'mochek b'kosev. Write one letter, you putter. You erase one letter, you chayev. Rashi moch kosev os achas gedola putter shemikarshe mishkan shtayim v'kosev achas bezu v'achas bezu. Till the Zavkin Shesos and Osam when you move the Mishkan from place to place. Mochak Osachas Gedolo Chayov She'em Alechas Mechiko Chashuvo El Amanas Lichtov Veresh Mokom L'shtei Osios. Wow! A tremendous Kiddush. What happens if I create a place with two Osios without erasing even one letter? Open to the Rosh of Osai Simen Tes. Please look. Rosh Perek Zayin Simen Tes. Page Nun Beis misprint. Watch. Behind the timer, in this version of the Rosh, what's quoted from the Gemara is bolded, and the rest is in fainter print. So behind the timer, the faint print begins in the third line of Simen Tes. Kipavim kosev b'mishkan tos al kereshecha u'moche k'dei lichtov acheres b'mkoma min ha'din o'y roi l'chayev af moche k'osachas k'dei lichtov acheres b'mkoma al she'en roi l'chayev al machsheves k'siva yosem y'al k'siva atzma. Since he's going to write only one letter, we're going to write on his potter, so if you erase it to write the letter, you're not going to be chayev y'ay roi she'en chayev al mechikas tishtush diyo. The stamp some ink in the way, smeared ink, and you remove it, you would not be chayov. Afilu yesh bimkomo lichtov kamo osios. That's the Hagos Habach. Why? Kilo hayo b'mishkan ala mechikas osios. Te lichtov bimkomo. You know what's going on over here? He says, you're only chayav if you're mochek osios. If you're mochek something else, he thinks initially, should be put. That's how it starts. Acha kos vizeh mitochas svara. Vigami did not have a b'raisa mochek os achas. Yeah, that's how we started off the rush. We see b'tosefta perikir beis, the kosovo and the tosefta. Noflod yo al sefer u'mechoko. Shava Pinchas u'mechoko. Im yesh b'mkomo k'dei lichtov shtei osios chayov. V'tama lo borilam. What's the reason? I see I'm wrong, but what's the reason? V'yesh lama. V'haynu tama. V'ha'oz shenichta b'toz k'man d'les adamya. V'ikor achiyu b'shvil machsheves haksivo. Rabosai. Mechik is nothing more, nothing less than a lead up to writing. Hilkach, afilu tishtush diyo. Nami, it was messed up with ink, and I erased the ink, so now I can write on it. I'm also chayv. I v'hayda nochet bebraisa mochak os gedola. Why does it say that? I did the tani kosa mosachas gedolas potter. It said also mochak mosachas gedolas chayv enochet nami. Even mochak tishtashio would also be chayv. So concludes the Rosh. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's also found, Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a big Shulchan Aruch, open that up. If you don't, open up the Mishnah Berurah version of Shulchan Aruch. It is in Simen Mem, Siv Gimel. Shin Mem, Simen Shin Mem, Siv Gimel. Hamochek Dio Shalaklaf Oshava Shalapinkus Imeshim Komo Gelichtom Shteyosios Chayef. We spent so much time in the Ramah about Ugos, we never read the Machaber. He pops like the Rosh. Right? And the side it says Braisa Rosh Perig Zayin Simites. Oh, pass like the Rosh. Not a surprise because the Tur passed like his father the Rosh. Okay? The Taz says, if you have a Taz, it's worth looking. If you have a Taz, here in Sif Gimel, there's a Taz, Sif Katan, Aleph. If you have it, you have it. What does he say? Betur Katan, on the Tashtesh video. Toast Ofer. See, I'm Mochek Tishtesh Joel Aklav, as it says over here. He quotes his father, Baruch Haviz Aldabach. Wax falls on top of a sefer. Aim the salko. Don't remove the wax. It fell on one letter. Woo! So because you're preparing the surface for future reading. That's what it says over here. That's what it says. And as a matter of fact, Prima Gaudin, in commenting on this, what does it say over here? He says, in a case in which you prepare something for writing, you would be chayiv. Yeah, Prima Gaudin says, you remove this tishtush, you can write on it. The Mechaber's Lashon, the Torah's Lashon was a Metashesh Bidyo. The Prima Gaudin wants to defend this Girsa. How so? Watch this. He quotes from a Sefer called the... I'm sure he's quoting, maybe he said himself. Hu aden alokeach tavlo klaf she'en yofa lichtovka. Right now it's not fit to write on. Hu mishachro yofa. You make it darker. Hold the head, make it lighter. Kedei lichtov shtei osios chayav. Deikar achiv amalechas machshevis. And who vetur ametashish b'dyo, the tazim is the tol sofer. No. Yesh lefarash kach. You take dyo and you know, it's too dark to write on you. You still about scratch it around. And you make it a little bit light, man. Now the surface becomes worthy, fit for writing. That's chayav. Not the week, the taz changed the girsa. Hamochek tishtash dyo. And he says that the Prima Gaudin wants to defend the Girsa. Hamatash B'Jom, you made a service worthy of writing by doing that. That's what it says. Okay, it's the facts are the facts are the facts. Now, Rabosai, the Mogen Avraham, in Sivkotin Zion, where it says, Eshizorash L'Lichta Be'etzbo B'Mashkin Al Shulchan Obe Efer, on that din, we find something in the Prima Gaudin, based on the Magen Avraham of Sivkotin Zayin. Prima Gaudin writes as follows. Prima Gaudin Zayin. All goes to a Rambam. We quoted the Rambam. I think it's the best thing to do is go see the Rambam for ourselves. Why should you trust me? Never. Where's the Rambam? Rambam is here. Rambam. See, Rambam Rabbosai talks about this in Perek Yud Aleph, I believe. Okay, let's take a look. Let's talk about Mishnah Berurah to see what he says about this. Before we read the Rambam on the screen, let's look at Mishnah Berurah in print. Print is me still counts before the screen. Okay, Rabbi Hossein? The Halacha in Simon Shin Men. Sif Gimel. Hamochek. He quotes the Dream of God in more or less, and therefore I'd rather, since you all have the Bialacha, don't allow the. Everyone has the Bialacha, yes? Hamochek. Okay, please. Page 376 in the sprint. Hine, Iker Ab Malacha de Mochek Lukshe Mochek Beis Osios Amnas Lichto Beis Osios Achei Etzim Kama. That's a classic case. Shekom Malachos de Shabbos Alfinim in Mishkan. When Mishkan have been in Zeh Shekotsu Lefamim Be Mishkan Tos Bakroshin Shekotsu Alem Nesimek De Zavgat Zeh Lezeh U Mochek De Lichto Achei Etzim Kama. After Be Mishkan Amnas Lichto Lefamim Tos Be Osa Ach Echod Svilu the Chazal, Lachoshet Mochek Mikosev, Ubina Dafka Bezosios Gamke. How can he say that? He means to erase one is Potter, or if it could only write one is Potter. Unclear. To erase one is so for Schaim at Osef. Umikomra Yafina Bezedu Adin the Mochek Dio, O Shar Tishtush, Yagav, the Kelichto Bezosios, the Mochek Zedachayim. The host should lift the Mithila Batos, command the lesson on it. Ikrahir Shamachika, who be shrill, last narrow line, Shechoshav Lichtov Amokom Zeh, Hilgoth Machayev Afilu Amachika's Tishnish Yo. There's the rush. We saw this rush. We saw it. Fine. Now, so far, so good, Rabbi Hossein? So far, so good. So now, skipping a few lines, he quotes from the Prima Garden. That's the line begins with the words, Ha Prima Garden. It's about nine lines out of the practice. Ha Prima Garden, look inside. Im Amchiko Levada Yashem Tikun Kigon Sheh Kosev Shom Eze Inin Sheh Hu Chayav Lechavero I have an IOU. They owe you $100. I erase it. Ah, Gavaldik. Once I erase it, I don't want to pay the money anymore. If I want to cheat, whatever. Okay? You should do that, to be honest. But okay. Maybe he doesn't really owe so much money. As the case may be. The doctor of Mochek Tishtish Vichadome, the Inon Shekavanoso Machlito Steosios, Oksha also Aksav, Lohoya Malavalo Morin, Masheke Bezesha Machika Gufu Tikun, Rabosai, Prima Gonis, the Tzvei Divin, risks to an extreme. Two separate halachas of the Machika. One is Machika, because when you're racing, you don't want to be there, like an IOU. And the second, Rabosai, the totally different din. What you're erasing is meaningless. It's just Tishkish Joe. With Amanaz to write two letters in that same spot, you're also chayav. Svei dinim and mechigal akorav zelzeh. V'nirli the havi kamarayas and dvarav. It's going to prove that the Prima Gonim is correct. Who? Number one. K'modisa v'mishnah v'korei Amanaz lippor. Shun shekei hoi v'mishkom tisa v'gemara. Afil hachi yoduahu. Tafila Shlom and Aslitbor Kol Shesh Tikkun Vakriyos Lachayev to come this Kam Aslitbor Domin Kosh be rounded with Sofa Simon has a whole long discussion. We don't have an Aslitbor Kain Hu Adin Bemochek I the Ksiv Mishnah Mokochem Aslitbor. It also says Korea Aslitbor Labda after it means attacking. But Tavishu Shekin Hoya Bemishkan Shemokuez Oshitova. That's what the Mishnah said. Because Chiddush. A Tosefta proves it. What's that? Ein lechol shechayim al hamocha manas lichtov v'hamocha manas letakein kol shorei zechayov. Two different dinim. One is mocha manas lichtov, one is manas letakein, means what it's there is not good for me. Erase it, shred it, get rid of it. Ayin Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Tetzvah because of the Misoser Bina and Shiamanas Livnos Avlam Sosa Derech Hashchosa Potter Mashma Tilohoya B'Derech Hashchosa Kim Leza Tzorech Kamanas Livnos Tami Kema Shiyan Tzorech Eza Tikkun Yotzim Echal Mekalke Elok Namir Yenem Lina Chiko The Rambam Kol Al Misoser Umoche B'Chara Machto In the book of Perek Aleph, then Yud Ches Ayin Shom. So he says in these kinds of cases, you would be Chayav. When the Mechigas erase an IOU, Azoy State Rabosai in Bialacha, in supporting the position of the Pri Megadim. Yep, the number of Rais. A number of rights. Bring the right from the main rights from the Rambam. What is it over here? Watch. Hamoche ksav. Amanas l'ktov b'mokam ha-mechak shteyos yoschai. This is Perek Yilav halacha tes. Okay. Fine. Amanoche. Amanas l'kalkel. Potter. Wait a minute. What do you mean, Kalkel? Even if it's an Anasatakein, as long as I don't plan to write two new letters there, I should be potter. What do you find the case where it's Anasatakein, where I don't plan to write an IOU? A shy, over $100, I erase it. Yeah, it's better for me. Whatever, I should potter, but I don't know if the guy's being honest, let's assume for the moment. Yeah. But this is only true. If you erase letters, Amnas Takein, you'd be chayav. You erase Tish Tish Yo, Amnas Takein, and not to write on it, presumably you'd be potter. So suggests the Prima Godem and the Bir Halacha. Where do you get these two dinner from? Where? Now is it Shver, but if you look over here, Rabbi Osai, in the Megillah Sefer, it talks about this as well. He says, Yudches, Os Aleph. Okay, brings the rise of the Rambam, quoted by the Bir Halacha. Wait a minute. Yesh Loyer Azeh. Dohatein Achim Aleches Moche Kur Hayorak B'Mechikas Osios Shafri Yesh Lomar Demashet Tzrich Lomenas Lichtov Hurak B'Shul Shleyer Mekalkel. But the Rosh was a Tosefta, Mochek Tish Tishdio, to write the two Losios, it's Chayav, Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quoted. And the Rosh, you see from here, Chiyuv Mochek, Hualach Shara, Shaksi, we just read it. So removing Tish Tishdio is also Chayav. V'im Kain, says Megillah Sefer. Gam Shemochek Osios, Ein Lechayvo, Elohim Machshir Asaksiva, belongs to Paul as a Tikkun Acher. The nature of the Chiyuv Mochek is only to prepare something for to be written upon subsequently. Not that I erase an IOU. Korea, the Chiyuv is on the Korea, not an Hakshara Satvira, and therefore I'm asked to talk in his Chayv. Souls are the same, but Mochek is different. Because when it comes to Mochek, even if it's just a tish to show, you're not really erasing anything. Any letter that you would have been chayav on, you still consider to be chayav because it's a preparation for writing. If that's the nature of the malacha, then if it's not preparation for writing, should be no problem. Even if it is a tikkun. What the people are thinking? You have to say, Rabosai, Tzvei Dinim. Shnei and Yonim Mechika Nefrodim, the Nafkamin is between them. Mochek tishtush yom mistaber shein achayev elam kein daito lichtov ksav gomar miskayim tapes osios. But if I'm erasing osios, I plan to put in one letter, or ksav shein miskayim, or simon b'yalma, you're right here in achayev, you're not a mekakel. Who said this first? Avnei Nezer, end of simon reish tes. It's exactly the same thing, word for word, as the Megillah says. Because the Avnei says it. Oh. Now. Cookies that we spoke about before. Mochek Shalom as Lichtov. We're not allowed Tinokos, because they're not Amanas Lichtov. But according to his explanation, the letter of the Dog of Meravava, the Mechikas itself is not Makalka, because the school of the Schakim. Not a Makalka. Still, no, he said, the Raisa, what do you see? Even Mechikas Osios is not Chayav, only Amanas Lichtov Dafka. So you want to suggest now that the Prima Gonim is incorrect? Even Osios has Dafka be Amanas Lichtov. It's not enough Amanas Atake. That's what he says. And how do you derive two different dinim? Where does it come from? If you erase letters, the Rosh says, it's Hachshara Saksiva. And the Alter Rebbe says, Shemem Sedalit, Mochek Shalom as Lichtov Lohoi B'Mishkan Veidom Ein Malocha. Finish. So he doesn't like this whole Prima Gadim. Even though the Alocha likes it, he doesn't like it. This is in Megillah Sefer, Simen Yud Ches, Os Aleph. Os Aleph. We go a little bit further in the Sefer. Os Gimel. He quotes a Chai Odom. Let's see the Chai Odom inside. Right? Isn't that a good thing? Chai Odom is a good Sefer to have. Watch this. What would it be? Kibur. That was a very, very classical sefer. Watch. Chayodam. Kosav a chayodam. It says klal mem sifches. I assume it's a typo, no? I have another place where it's found. There's something called Ohel Sora. There's a story behind this. I'll tell you the story. I don't know if Rabbi Norbert himself. After he finished his first sefer of Shmir Shabbos, the Kosav, the classic, put in a second sefer, which is the positives of Shabbos. Kiddush, Abdullah, Chelik Beis. He also threw an Avelus on Shabbos, which is, you know, general topic. And he wanted to put in the halachas of Tvila b'Shabbos for a woman who's a Nida, according to the Mikvah. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, don't put it in. Why? Little kids are reading your books, they're very popular, what do they have to know about Nida, with women, with this, with that, with, take it out. So he took it out. The Rebbe said, took it out. He printed it in two little pamphlets called Oel Sarah. His mother's name was Sarah. I have both in my house. This is Chelek Aleph. So Chelek Aleph, Oel Sarah, Perek Dalet, writes as follows. By removing certain nail polish on Shabbos in order to go to the mikveh. He's worried, maybe some kind of a problem. Long footnotes. Do you have a Shmir Shabbos with you? I mean, where's the Shmir Shabbos here? No one? Is it on the screen? Or what do we say about Shmir Shabbos? It is? That's all we can get, that's what we can get.
No, we can make it.
I'll try it again.
Okay,
it's open. We have
it's open.
Okay, what Hebrew books we can't get? I can't make which is which.
What's Rechacham is the one that's hard to log
it's in. Hard to get.
But they got it on.
It has everything.
It has Shmir Shabbos Rechacham.
Yeah,
it was in books. Which one?
Madura Chadasha. I like that. What Chadash is? What Chadash is? How Chadash is Chadash? Because one just came out 3 years ago. One came out 30 years ago. 33 years ago. I'm not sure what Chadash means. Doing the chudeshes, hold on, what year? Well, it's a very big print. I think it's the most recent one.
Yeah, I think it's looks like the most recent.
So let's take a look. So he quotes, and here he quotes himself in the Shmir of Shabbat, because of what they call it, Perek Yudalid, the Ora Ayin Test. You have to go with the page numbers, as that works?
Yeah.
Is it here?
Yeah. Yeah,
those how do you gotta go all the way down? Like this? On the left side. Yeah. Right, this bar.
Yeah. So, and then it goes down. That's the
column. And then you have to click on it. Ooh, I'm going to do a page. Click a page. You get one, that's not bad. I'm gonna peg it up. That was a pretty good guess. Wow. Let's try this. Ah! That's pretty good, I must tell you. But they have peg you down in the old edition. What was it? Oh, well, the old edition was the R.I.N. test. Probably be a little bit further, but they have this the Lewis edition. Okay, Aleph. Here we go. This is it. How do I get this a little bit smaller? Where's the minus? Let's read this meanwhile. See what we can do. Nislach lechul yodah betit v'chadoyim. Also, now I'm going to give us. No, no. Haktana disappeared. That's pretty small. Oh, whoa! Hagdala. Can you move it over? Now, me will disappear on me again. Hold on. These appear. Okay, now go this way. This? This?
No, I think that. Sure.
This?
Yeah.
Should I go?
Okay, I just shut the
Hey, hey.
Okay.
Big enough? Okay, let's see what it says. So, okay, I want the footnotes of this. Where are the footnotes? What? Ah, footnotes. Oh. Is there a problem of mochek, Rabbi Osai? When you Lohei. Oh. Now I understand why I couldn't find the Chayadim. I was looking in the wrong place. Okay. So let me. I can get back. I'm afraid to lose it.
Yeah, you just go to the other town.
Yeah, you sure get this back?
Yes,
100%. 100%? The same size, the same everything? The same,
yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just press response on PowerPoint.
I hope you're right, because I don't. I can never get things back. we're in the wrong Chayadim. I want Chelik Aleph, that's why. That's my mistake. Chelik Aleph. So now Nichol Shabbos, Nichol Matzilus Yadayim. That's why I couldn't find it. My mistake. Mishin is Fach Miyodah Mishachos Kder Mechelos Mishabbos. Nirali, Dim Ein Bo Mamesh Rak Chazusa Bialma, or Afil Yesh Bo Mamesh Rak Shubu Muat Bemir Tayad, Mutalit Yodah, Vashto Yenagot Avi Kamoche. Yeah? Kamoche. Rak sheyamtin as she snagged me mail. What's going on? Mochek. There's some dirt on your hand. You wipe the hands. You're a mochek. What? Mochek? What verse is this thing? Let me go back. I want to show the original. Let me go back to where we're here.
No, the last one. The last Shemira somehow. Not that one, the next one. Perfect.
This one?
Yeah.
Hey, we're back. You're right. Vlokas heves in chayodam. Mikemash ain noag and lochos veladvarav. Pidel sim few tests. Shamati of Shlomo Zalman. We're not worried about it. We don't follow the chayodam. We're not worried about the chayodam. Okay. Pidel sim few tests. I guess we just look for a second when it means sim few tests. This should be thorough. Containing. Maybe the footnotes of your test. The test itself says nothing. What are the footnotes of your test? Nun Zion and Chess. I don't see what he's talking about. Okay. We're not worried about the Chayodah. That's what he says. That's over here in this Sefer. I wonder if they have Ohel Sorrow. Yeah, maybe they have this on that. Once we're looking, maybe they have that too. Why should I read you what you don't have in front of you? Just try also. Same author. Maybe that'll help you. That's so curious. No, this is an English book. That's it. Don't have it?
No.
You didn't put it up. Shlomo Zalman told me to. Part of Shlomo Zalman sneers. It should be on. They didn't put it. Okay, so we're back to Rosh Shabbos. Okay. Good. I'm reading to you now from the Kuntres Ohel Sorrow. Im noma deloka chayodom, right? It's not a problem. When she removes the nail polish from her finger to go to the mikvah, it should also be okay. But then he says, wait a minute. Maybe we should treat the painting of a fingernail like a roshem shel tzura, like kocheles. Kocheles, according to some authorities, is not chayim mishum what? Soveya, argues, but rather what the Rambam says is what? Kosevis. My afkamina. Very simple, Rabosai. There's no malacha, the opposite of tzovas. Of tzoveya. Tzoveya has no opposite. But Kosev does. So So it's going to be a $64,000 question. What's the malacha when you're painting your fingernails red? I'm sure you've never done it in your life. Your mother does it. What's the malacha she does? She does it on Tuesday. What? Is it kosev or soveya? If it's kosev, you can't erase it. It's mokay. If it's soveya, you can't erase it. That's what Rishon Zalman is worried about. Why? And here he says you'd be chayv the raisa. Because if you're taking off the nail polish, amanas, come out of the mikvah, put it right back on again. As opposed to you getting the black off your hands, you're not going to make it black again. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman all of a sudden is having a little cold feet here in Oel Sara. I'll leave it for you. Chelik Aleph, Perik Dalet, Ha'or Yud Gimel, he's not sure. He's not sure. This is what it says over here. At the end of the day, sounds like it should be okay, but he's not 100% sure. Here in Perek Yudalit, in Shmir Shabbos, a little bit further. Here. What's it say here? Mutal and Agiba say a diamond of Matlas Yavesha or Benir Shain of Makbid Lalach Lachain. Right? It's against the Chayodim. Pegimel, Shamash Shulchan Aruch, Lavesh the Chayodim. This is what we saw before. Right? We just came from here. So here he's suddenly having a little bit of a. Not 100% sure. Okay. Not sure. Pasmalach Shulchan Aruch Rabosai, that the Easter is Toveya and not Kosev, as he himself quotes in Shulchan Aruch Rabosai, Simon Shin Gimel. Let's take a look. Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Chaf Hei. Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Chaf Hei. And therefore, we can be making on the share of the bottom line. The Malach over here is Toveya. The malach is tovea. If the malach is tovea, we have a right to be mekel. There's nothing which is the opposite. There's no issue of mechika satzeva. Right? You get the impression from here that all these things, such as tavisrak, tovea, litchol b'shabbos. Litchol is not kosev. It's tovea. Against the Rambam's gears. Adkan the kula. The Orchel Shabbos talks about this too. Orchel Shabbos is on Hebrew books. I forgot already. Remind me. It's not on, right? What we say is Izar or Zal, who remembers? Yeah. Izar?
It's on us.
Oh yes, let's get it. Oh, this is great.
I'm pretty sure.
So maybe Sunday is a good day. There's no one else around. We can get into this. Adarab. If you can find Orchel Shabbos, it'd be great. Oh, Chelik Aleph. Wonderful. You can go by pages?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'll tell you the page number. I'll do the best thing. Save time. Yeah, page. Well, it's 452. We have to pay, add a few pages of the introduction. It usually takes. I'd make it 470 somewhere. I'll try 470. See what happens. Oh, two more pages. Not bad. Good, we're here. Everybody's saying. A little small. Okay. I think it can fit.
Yeah.
Shoo. This big print, guys. This is gavaldic. Muta la isha la hasir ipur. What's ipur mean? Makeup. Me'al ponel de rechitza. Okay, muta la hasir laka. What's laka? Polish, right? Nail polish. Me'al tzibar naim. Are they chomer mam yuchad lekak? Going acetone? Is that the right thing? Uvulvach is deserve this fun. Rehar, asidahar, pehem. Oh, I'm so good we got it. Listen, time ahead, Rabbi Shum. Rabbi Melechas, everyone see it? It's beautiful. Rabbi Melechas kosei matzino malacha hafochis shal mechika. Rabbi Melechas toveya lo matzino kla malachas shal hasaraz hatzeva. And I feel the hoser tzeva al manas lachzal lisbo, but also mokum ein hasaraz hatzeva nashul malacha. He and the Das Rambam. Kocheles is Mishem Ksiva. Why? Because it's surrounding the eye, like Siva. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote it. He only Mishem Tzovas. They haven't quoted the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to remove, to wash your face and get rid of the eyeliner and the eye shadow and the eye, I don't know, some of the eye things up there. Not just to get the makeup off. Fine. Vimbonu locho shadas achayodim lochos atil sedayim. Hasover. Pasha Fat should be had to gummer. Rav Karelitz is making. See, the Mishlema Zalman is a little bit. The meaning is to be Machmer in this Shiloh. Fine. Adka. Now, if you have this Sefer, this will really be something else. The Siv Chai. If they have this, it'll be great. I like to show you things inside if you have it. The Halakha and the Siv Chai talks about, from the Lumdish perspective, the nature of the Yisra of Mechika. If they have it, that I'll just read to you.
The author is
Knoblach.
Yeah,
second. Knoblach Al-Tachayim,
right? Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything, everything. Get any page. 1 second. Oh, this is unbelievable. Everything's here. This is incredible. Page. Page 250. See what happens. Approximation. I need 5 more pages. Okay. Exactly what I wanted. Perfect. Meleches Mochek. This is Gabaldic. Abbasi, you don't have to trust me anymore. You don't have to say Torah Shabbat Peh. It's all B'chsav. Even though we don't think it's Tzav, as we said. It's on the screen. But it's for us, it's for our purposes, it's called Tzav. Okay? But see what he says, it's Kaval de Gamachava. I'd like to share the Rambam soup, if he doesn't quote the verbatim. We have Rambam on one of our tabs, I think, also, if I'm not mistaken, back on our response tab. Let's take what he says. Go slow. Hochiach the nechiku harosh for Rambam betzuras meleches moichik. Gives an apple. Yevoyer, das harosh. The moichik cholik mikorei v'sosem. The korei v'sosem atzim betzuras melacha. Mashenkin moichik shurak hechsher ksiva b'levav. We already saw the rush today earlier. He's going to prove the rush of this purely the definition of moichik is prep for writing. Because of a rush. We read the rush already before. I'm not going to read it again. Ad kan l'shon. Vavu midimri a rush. The sovim betchila de moche kainu dat kabi osio spul vad. Vad tam baze poshet. De b'inan dumi de mishkan. Hu chen zeh gam b'mlechas korea v'sose nami yafina mi mishkan. The dat kak sh'osa ha'malochos kifi shev v'mishkan chay. L'chora hoya v'mokol l'hakshas ha'ri v'korea v'sose enem malochos tikun. V'yitzira, rakulas hechsher v'achana l'tikun, sh'yavo v'imkein, ma'naf kemina hechnas et tzuras hechsher, u'madu adaf k'korea manas lidbor, chayav, havel emeimet d'kol ha'machshir tira chayav, whatever prepares for sowing should be chayav, u'muchach lo'osra torah ha'chana l'mulocha, therefore, z'chashivas miyuchel is dafka l'korea sh'yachshir tira, dafka le So said Binyan, Shiach Shah Binyan. And that's derived from the Mishnah Tzuras HaMalach. And therefore, the Rush thought, Moch is the same thing. Only if you're Mochek, Osios Chayav. That was the Havamim of the Rush. The Moch should be exactly the same as Korea and Sosef. It's true, Rabose, it's true. And Korea is Amanas Litvor and Sosef Amanas Livnos. But if you make some other preparation for Binyan or for Tfir, which is not an act of Korea or Sosef, you certainly would be Potter. So too, if it's not Mochek Osios. fundamental. Then Melechus Korea the Tov on the one hand and Melk on the other hand. Wants to rush back down and says, Tosefta. Because you can even do tish tish dio. What do you see? Melechus Mochek ain't no ticket b'fnei atzmo. Rakshu Melechus Hechshir Aksiva, as the Rosh says. Even tish tish dio is also chayef. As opposed to Korea and Tofer. Only Kriya, not Hechshir Bialmo. Why? Because Sosa the Korea is in the Mishkan. So you derived Tzuras HaMelecha from the Mishkan. Mochek, even in the Mishkan. It wasn't Mechikas Osios. Because the letters which are written in Betos are not Osios. They don't count. Therefore, Choluk Tzuras HaMelecha B'mochek, Shirak Melecha Sech Shabil V'ad. The whole love of the Shavon. Everyone follow me so far? Everyone looking inside? Refizet Tamuali. The Halacha says, you just read it. Prima Godin, it's Sveidinim. What happens? I have an IOU. Mechigas the tikkun. No, mevua come out the head of a rush. Kagav the potter. The rush hit the tzuras and lechus mochek b'shem machshemes ksiva. We saw it. Hechshe ksiva. Dvar muchrochim. Because once we know from the Tosefta, you don't have mechigas osios anymore. Because in the Mishkan it wasn't really osios. Because it was written betos, not called an os. So therefore you must be hagdaras melachazu b'shem hechshe ksiva. Otherwise. $100 and I erase it, ain't the mochek at all. The kevin is lo hichshim makom mitziva lo osa malacha the mechikas osa b'fnei atzmo in the malacha. He found the Nishmas Adam says that. The Bialacha brings from the Prima Godim, Korea Manas Litbar, I feel the Shakramas attack at Tikkun Acher Chayef, so to Mochek. No! Yeshkila Godol ben Korea! Le Mochek, as he explained, Korea is a Malacha Bifnei Atzma, Kitsurasa ben Mishkan, and therefore Kshosa Malacha Manas Sakein is Chayef, even though it's not Manas Litbar. But Mochek, the whole Tsurasa Malacha is not erasing letters, those letters don't count. Like Hechshe Ksiva Bavad. Because Hechshe Ksiva, Lo Ovin Midi. This is Shitas HaRosh, it's nothing with nothing. Oh. So now, we'll get to the Rambam later. The Rosh is right, let's go to the Gemara. Chomer Mochek Mi Kosev. We saw the Gemara. Kosev is what? A big letter is Pot. Mochek, a big letter is Chai. Because it's Siras based Osos for Oskadola and a Shte Osos. It's only one. But Mochek, Ikoro, Hech, Shek, Siva. The Kemet, Shem, Mochek, Oskadola, Vihirsha, Mochek, Shnuch, Lichdova based Osos. Chai, Shem, Shek, Siva. Below Gora, Oskadola, Vitishnish, Dio. It's in the rush. Originally, it was against Tosefta. I had to find a reason why I called it Mochek Mikosin. Because Mishkan was Tos, Vikara, Shechet, etc. The Maskana, Sir Rush, Tosefta, you don't need any reasons. So obviously, Ad Khan the Rush. They're both so beautiful. So he doesn't like the Prima Godim. Despite the Bialachas right, Ad Khan won. But now comes two. It's outline. You have a Biru Chodesh Meshitas Rambam. The Rambam holds Mochek Tishtish Joe's Potter against the Rush. Nechlekul B'Yisod Melechas Mochek if it's like Sosa Mekorea Nafkemina. Rambam argues. He quotes the Rambam verbatim, so I'm not going to read the Rambam because we haven't. I take his word; it's a verbatim quote. Yudal of Tess, we just said before. Hamochek ksav amanas lichta b'mokum amachach shleyos yoschai ksav. If the rush is right, not ksav. Can be tishnish yo ksav. Rambam. Add the word ksav, what do you see? Only if you could erase ksav, as opposed to tipas yo ashava potter. Another Rambam, Halacha Yudzayin. We were here last week. Roshem told us, kosevu, ketzad, Roshem v'shamem v'tzuras v'kosel v'shashar v'chayotzebo, k'deyavshat tzayarin roshmin, painters, harayz achaya v'shem kosev. Can I mochek es ha roshum l'takein? Harizah told us, Mochek v'chayim. What do you see? Only if you're Mokes, a Rosh of Chaim should tell us Kose. Mokhe. But if it's Marat Tipas Yo, it's not Mokhe. Halapa Tezvov. Can him Eina Mokhe Chaimach Yimchok Ksav? Home, I'll never home. Again, Ksav. I am a Locha Tez, what's the Sefto? Nofla Dio, I got a Sefer, Mokhak also. Nofla Shav, I got a Pinkos, Mokhak also. If you have to come up, can I lift up the Yos Yoskayo? It's Halacha and Rambam. In Halacha tests against everything we've said until now. Shtir and the Rambam. Look at this brilliant shot. And here we the Rambam, Pirish, the Virat of Sefer, Blo Karosh. Udato, Marat of Sefer, Dato, the Sefer, Shiesh Bok Sav. Benofal al Haksav, Tifas, Dio. Benimchak me'at me'aksav. The tifas yo erased a little bit of the ksav proper. Uvzen iskadesh the shemavir adyo to the takan asefer lahashim aksav. Harais the mekikas osios amas lichto v'chein pepinkas. Amazing. The Rambam is be careful. Bedak noshen tol sefta. What does it say? Nafla tifas yo agabe sefer. Look, I'm a klav. Mash with the rak was safer, is it in Zeh? What time is it? The safer should cost the with yo. But not about tipas yo. Al gabi ha'os. Hare de ka'os she'ena mesukenes. Mash ain't came with klav. Less of the din Zeh. Rak mochik osios chak. You have to mochik osios. Yes, it includes also she'ena mesukenes, which happened in the Mishkan. So the Rosh thought, that an old Shayna Matukenis is like nothing. Rambam says, no, it's not nothing, it's something. It's an old Shayna Matukenis. Rambam says, married him. Shuizit of a Nifla, the Pirish Kadmon in Mitzrayim, quoted in the Rambam Frankel. Okay, in the back. Everyone have a Frank Rambam here? You look. It quotes it verbatim. You don't look around. Nafal Dio Agabe Sefer, U Mochak Osa, Bola Hodi Enu. Sha'afal pi shalom mochak min ha'or klum ala mochak hadyo o ha'shava shenaflu aleihem. On what? On the letters chayach. Afal pi shalom iskav and lichlu l'mochak ha'mochak yim nof hadyo o ha'shava l'aksiva shere eino mochak ha'ksiva ala hadyo bilvad v'hu misakein v'eino mekalkel v'poseach beis ha'tzavar shehu Chayov, Afal Pishlo Korea Mas Litvar, end quote. Maybe what he's saying over here. Yomidvav, Shepirish, Mochak, Tipas, Chayav, Kigavan, Shetikin, Hasefer, Osis, Ide Mechiko, Umishimachilo, Bina Shimogamas Lichtov, Docha Mechika, Tria, Tikin, Osis, the Mechikin, and Steven come together. Maybe the Rambam says, even though Mochik, Bina, Dach, Shimog, Osios, Hoka Shiny, the Mechika Zoom. He goofed Tikkun Osios. This is a Mechikah Ksivich Yachas. The Schadish Rakan, the Sagi, the Tipas Jo, the Mechikah Zuhare, he has yes also the Mechikah. Ava Biken, Chivim Mishim Mokhen, the Pulos and the Mechikah. Ken Korea Beis Hatzava, the Chayim Mishim Korea. He said, Mavu, that's a Rambam. The Mochek, Tishnish Jo, ain't a Chayim Mishim Mokhen at all. He was like the Rosh held at the beginning. I, the Rosh, backed out from the Tosefta. No! Tosefta means what the Rambam said. Not that you just had Stama Tishnish Yo and you remove it and you're going to say you remove it, Yechayim Mishamoch, Chas V'Shalom. If the Yo fell on a letter and it was and the extra ink made the letter puzzle, you remove that extra ink, you made the letter kosher. That itself is Mochem Aslifto, Meredik Mamish. I also say Nimitu Kenis in the Mishnah, that's exactly it. Oh, Shay Nimitu Kenis, it's called something, not a nothing. It kept saying before, it's Enos cloud. Not true according to the Rambam. It's Meredith. Again. If he's there, HaRambam, HaRosh, Chalukim, HaGdoras, Melechas, Mochik, fundamentally. Well, that's HaRambam, Melechas, Mochik, Shovel, Assaults with the Korea. The Dachim, Mechikas, Osios, Chayav, yeah. Mashenk, and Rasaras, Tipas, Yomi, Agabi, Klaf, Cholach, Ains, and Mochik, Rak, Sefer, Bechak. Nothing. Mashenk, and LaRosh, Melechas, Meleches, Meleches, Mochik, Eina, Shavu, Klal, Assaults of the Korea, as we said before. Two and a half minutes. One, Mochik, Tishnish Jo, Rosh is Chayram, is Potter. Two, Mochik, Shalom, Amanas, Lichtov, Amanasa Takein, Tikun Acher, or Mochish Tachov, according to the Russian's Potter. The Mochik is only Hemshek Sivu Bulvat, according to the Rambam, it's Chayav. Because, like, so ser, the Korea, Amasa Takein, the Chayav, the whole Tikun Shiyah, as the Allah said in Shin Mem Siv Gimel, Mochik. Wait a minute. He wants to know why the Mabit is the Kashuk here saying, why the Amamite, Hakosev Amanasa Kalke Loor Chayav. Ava mocha master kalkel potter. Why he says potter? Mocha master kalkel. Even mochek amanas the takein is also potter. You only amanas lichtov. The Rambam says lichtov halacha. No, you don't need dafke mocha master lichtov against the rosh. Kol tikkun shiv nami chayim or korea misosa. The Rambam says that mocha master kalkel is potter. Only master kalkel. Master takein tain amanas lichtov. Chaya, Rambam Shitosa, what a merdi gavar, Abbasa, is this merdi? Mwah! Mosuk midrash! Fundamental machlokes, fundamental! Fundamental! Oh! Fundamental! So now, Rabosa. Now, I want to show you one more sefer, if you have all these svarim. Hilchus, oh, we don't have this one.
Huh?
Hilchus Shabbos for Shabbos, it runs out. What else? The other one ran out. This has a real one, right?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, this has everything. The other one, what's called Hebrew books. They ran out after Chelik Beis, I don't know why. Hilchus Shabbos for Shabbos. I'm so happy that today's a wonderful day. All these stories that I have on my desk, I could never show you before, and they're all here. I want you, you shouldn't think I made these things up. We're quoting from Gedolim HaPoskim, Chelik Gimel. Very good. Let me get you the page number. Okay. It's Mochek. I can do this myself.
Okay, perfect.
Mochek. Mochek starts on page Reish Dal. I forget how many pages. Very few. Sorry, 210. This one or this one? This?
Yeah, that one.
This one?
Yeah, exactly. But
what
do
we
do now? The bottom one. That's a tough one.
This?
For the arrow down, yeah.
Oh, this is not good. I have to go back one. Maybe two most. Go back two. Yeah, got the right one. Now how do I make this a little bit...
So on the bottom left, the one that's pointing up. No, all the way, yeah, the bottom of the screen. Perfect. Just click on it.
Well, look at the whole thing, Meredith. Okay? Yesh Omer Shein Chayav Amas Lichto from a Mishkan. Footnote 8. Pashas Arosh. Old Shenichtava Batos, command the lesson. That Mr. Ram disagreed with. He got Chiyu Bishul Machsheva Saksiva. Times of Shayach after Beis Osios. Came at the old Shenichtava Batos, command the lesson. Dami. Kenichi Anishmas Adam Klalam of Chesiv Kotnap. Bedocha Rios. Hanabato Sefta Varambam. Yeah. The Azalir of Yehuda. The Machayev. I go next.
Just go down.
Oh, it's all down. Oh. Oh, here. Oh, I'm sorry. The Mechayev of Melach Hashem at Tzricha Legufa. I'm a pastor at Tzricha Legufa, like a Yehuda. Avol Didan, the Kaimel, and Kerab Shimon, Potter. Whoa. So the Rambam, whoa. Whoa. Maybe you should look at the Shema directly. And the Levush also says, only Amas Lichto, doesn't the Mishkan. Alter Rebbe. Okay? And the Rambam who disagrees is because he holds that Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he suggests. Is that really true? Is that really true? That's a tremendous Kiddush. Tremendous Kiddush. Tremendous Kiddush. The other way to say is that Tosef is referring to a case only of Mochek, Amanas, the Take, when it happens to be Amanas, Lichto. That's yeah, okay. Whatever it may be. Halacha l'maiser, Rabbi Osai. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Siman Shin Mem, Sivkot and Yud. Shin Mem, Sivkot and Yud. Oh, it's a big day today. All these great svarot. Shin Mem, Hamochek Dios de Mechaber. Shal Aklaf, Oshava Shal Pinchas, Yeshim Koma Lichto Shteyos Yitzchayv. What it says? Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud, "Bezman oyergil nuchtav al aklaf." Or didn't kol kayotzi b'zeh? Even etzin bi'alacha. V'chama marit shalom b'makom osios. U'mochgil nuchtav b'makom zeh. Ayin b'bach tu adin sheyesh yizog shenofol dio al osios or shenotav shava shalim chok atishtosh. What's going on over here? You have a sefer Torah, a balkayre, and a little bit of wax fell on the letter. No problem, just move it away. Chas v'shalom, according to the Bach. Kmini segomer. I feel that my yadish shalos echad yesh yisar. Yesh yisar amin al koponim, at least the Rabbanon. Have you all the Shabbos? Maybe even Doraisa, Chas Yeshir, we saw that before. Mogen Avraham Mashper, Shul Sobek to Shabbos, Shal Sebe, Yesh Bamashim Bechika. Within Betipas, Benetipas Chelev, Ayin Bir Alocha. If Nimsa came down to Kriya, means Kriya Satoro. After Yosef, the Salak HaShabbos, Vachelev on Shabbos. Nikom Akom, Ein Lahotzi, Zachar, Zavuze. V'yikro, So Atev, Baal Peh, Prima Godim. How do you like that? Pilei Ploy. We take a look at the Bir Alocha. Sha'al HaKlaf, the last line. He says, I followed the Bach. I Shmus Yaakov disagrees. It's on the next page. Page Kuf Pei Test in my print. Poligalze. That Saras Hashava Me'aklaf Ena B'chal Mochek Kim B'chal M'machek. Whatever it may be. No, Pinchos Shani. Shemen Hogam Lotua Kadapin B'shava Te'lir Shemal HaShava K'depirish Rashi. In the old days, what did they do? They had a klaf, and the klaf was hard to write on. So they made a smooth surface of shava. Oh, that's a whole different story. You're making a smooth surface of shava, that's something completely different, Rabbi Osai. That's not comparable to what we're talking about over here. As we suggest over here as follows. If you look at Rabbi Osai, an iron hammered base, what does it say? Look inside. Rabbi Osai, iron hay. Amud Beis. We saw the initial brisa. Mochak os dolish mekomet al shtayim chayev. Exactly right. I'm quoting a Rashi which I can't find right now.
Mine says it's on Kavdala.
Kavdala, no wonder I can't. Kavdala. Look in the wrong place. I have a typo here. Thank you for correcting me. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. No wonder I can't find it. Thank you. They give you a warm arm of compass. They lead you astray. Okay, let's take a look over here. Oh, that's the Rashi they're talking about. Very good. Rashi Rabbi Osai in the Mishnah on that Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Kosav al Beis Kosli. Abayas al Shnei Dabei Pinchas. Whole discussion. So So Rashi says, "Shalsi amudim b'kem megillah shtchadu os bi'amud zeh os bi'zeh." And yachal the carbon, ela b'kem yachlech afsek shebinayin. Kol si ba'as chomu zeh bi'zeh. Oh, fine. Where's the thing about Shava? He's quoting a Rashi that says, "Oh, earlier, oh, on top."
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm in the wrong Rashi. On the very top, al shnei kol se zomas al shnei levoche pinkos. Zok Rashi pinkos shulchan vonim kein olsen shul sochrim sheyesh lehem luchim harbe chakukin v'tuchin b'shava. There it is. That's the Rashi I was looking for. I'm sorry. I couldn't find it. My mistake. I'm looking in the wrong daf. Here it is. So that's in that case. Oh. Alkein shenot of old shava daf azeh daf v'stabek zeh bezeh. Alkein shemochik hashava al yonag reshishol o mokol nichtov alav havi b'chal mochim as nichtov. Mashengik sheshava notev aklaf o niyor ein v'stabek kolkach havi ksav v'sochik kemad amunuch b'kufso. V'oed lezeh de b'tfilin ein nifsol nach v'shlok esidon kshesidik hashava u'kidileo simulam abeis ksiv kon kol gimbog on Avram. Alkein shegoru meister hashava ein v'chal mochik Kim Kemeser Akisim Elamalo. Beautiful Vart Shvus Yaakov. So therefore, Al Ken Kosev Dim, who wrote to the Hoster Hashavim and Aklav Pinyin, Shul Yigav Hashava B'yodo B'tziparnov, Kon Shnitziyavish Hashava Yochol Asil Kalach Hayad, Lahakpul Akvil Shul Asevi B'Osu Mokum Ayidei Kach Tipul Hashavim Yelav, Shor Elasis Kein, against the Bach. What does the Bach say? Saksav Leis Atam B'tushto Shaydei Hashava, And they asked Russell, "He's galaxav. Have you become mochem as lichtov? I tefillin. We don't say this battle osios. Look at Sidron. Shabbos is different. Why? Kevin the mitchila lo yucholim the kros of achshav shemeis rashav and betaken osios yucholim the kroro who become mochem as the taken. As we said earlier, that's a chiddush of the Bach. Chiddush of the Bach." It's mochek amanas atakein, even though when it comes to tefillin, it's not considered to be mochek legamre. Rabbi Kivek holds like the Shvus Yaakov, but Ledina, don't do it. Everyone's afraid. He's afraid of another thing. Mitakein mana. They're fixing the Sefer Torah. What do you mean fixing? It was kosher beforehand. You just couldn't read from it. That's also considered to be fixing. It's a very serious shayv. You ever about Kari, and it happens. What do? Rabos, this is fascinating. I said we're going to start Soveya today. I only have 3 minutes. But I'm going to start. We said we're going to do it. 3 minutes, 3 minutes. Rabos, I will start with a Rambam, and we'll try to analyze it tomorrow. Let's see this thing. Let's see back to the Rambam. No, Rambam. Let's go back. So just one Rambam for a second. We saw it before. So we say we made an asshole. This is a very short asshole. Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel. Hatzoveya Chut, Rabosa. She'orko arbo tfochim. O dover she'efshe letavos b'menu chut kaze chayim. Ben atzovei chayev ad sheyeh tzeve miskayim. Avot tzeve sheyeh miskayim klal gon shehev yisrak o shoshar agavei barzel o nechoshes utzvo potu. Shereato ma'aviro l'shato ben atzovei klum. V'kol she'eh molachta miskayimus v'shavas potu. Ad kan rabba. You've heard it before a few times. I'm going to ask you to translate one word and then we'll stop. One word. What's the word? Ma'avira. Please translate this word for me in English. Translate the word ma'avira. What does it mean, ma'avira? Please. Please, I'm asking for a translation.
Apply.
What'd you say?
Apply.
Apply. What's the other translation?
Pass.
Isn't that pass? I happen to think your translation is correct, to apply. But the Minchas Chinuch translated, as others before and after, to remove. They say it's the reason why a potter, atah ma'avir, you're going to remove it, l'shata. And then the question becomes, wait a minute. We saw last week, if you write on your skin, well, shmooze, what's it then? Chayav, write on your skin. Chayav, it's going to go away later on. No, it doesn't matter, it's an external thing. So why over here, if you paint on something, and you're going to remove it later on, you're potter, who cares? Hakol tev amanas limchok is chayav. And our tzoveh amanas, quote limchok, should also be chayav, if that's the translation. So we'll see later if that's the correct translation of Mincha Sinach, and if it is, we'll be doing it. And if it's not, I think you're right, it means to apply, it's a whole different word. The Rambam makes a total difference to Rambam. Then tomorrow, we'll officially, I mean, we officially started now for a minute, but tomorrow, for real, we'll start with Sarah Shah Malach of Tzoveah. And thanks to Mordechai, we have a lot to say about the modern day makeups and eyeliners and everything you see in Halacha on any Rabbanim or anything about makeup. I'm serious, I want to see it. Anything that's been written in the recent times, Hebrew, English, we have to get to the bottom of this very complicated soon. Okay, good. Oh, good day. We have this tomorrow.